Muenda, Soweto, Amako, Muenda, Muenda, Hello, Direct, Soweto, Muenda, Amako, Suku.
0530.
Parafini, Makota Pela, Makota Pela, Unga, Unga, Gastoma, Vipia.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Street children allege abuse in orphanages. In African news, Salif Aslan's expulsion of Liberian lawmaker. For the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chihuahua. Street children living under the post of this flyover bridge have alleged abuse in some orphanages. Despite provisions in Zambia's Child Court Act No. 12 of 2022, which protect children from violence and guarantee access to education, the children claim they are subjected to beatings, favoritism, and in some cases, confinement in hot rooms by some caregivers, especially when supervisors are not present. They also allege that some caregivers segregate their children and give preferential treatment to a selected few. The children spoke when they received assorted donations from the Mark Charity Foundation in collaboration with the Let's Inspire Youth Association, where they called for equal treatment and improved access to education. Meanwhile, Mark Charity Foundation President Mark Davis Simulengula has encouraged the children to avoid the drug and alcohol abuse, assuring them of continued support. And Foundation Matron Dr. Elizabeth Munengami has urged the children to make positive life choices.
Muziwe kuti muli na umoyo wa bwino opitira umoyo amene mukalamo uno mustreet ngati mwapanga decision yofuna kushinja yofuna kuleka madrugs amene wakamba yofuna kuenda ku school yofuna kuenda ku orphanage yes tanvera madandalo amene muli nayo amene mapezeka ku orphanage ama facility center amene amatisungira makama madandalo ambiri amene malenga kuti mukanisava yena angu yali genuine of which za zaeta kuti incorporate government which one I'm making a three address here. But Yanangu, Yapuna, a man named Optimus Bandi, Mushinje, Musa decided to come back, Muma platform, Muzokapena, Muma facilities, Muja. Yam, I'm making a president opportunity to Chingira, my life here to put it up as a minister, Mukasamati, in a Mamena Munu and then the Mustreet.
And Lusaka resident Moses Sikaze has raised concern over limited employment opportunities and increasing substance abuse among young people. Speaking shortly after an engagement meeting with youths in Baoleni compound, Mr. Sikaze said the lack of jobs is contributing to rising cases of substance abuse in the community. He has since called for collaborative efforts among stakeholders to address unemployment and improve community safety in Lusaka Central Constituency. Mr. Sikaze has also proposed the construction of an additional police station in Mulundu area of Baoleni to help curb crime. He added that the meeting held to mark Labor Day provided a platform for youths to share challenges and suggest solutions.
They usually face issues to deal with our Intakamba de Majani, and when we interviewed these youths, they said it has been due to lack of employment opportunity, okay, and as well as sensitization about drug abuse. So they said if it can be possible, they are appealing to the government that the Romangilako police in Angu, that's Rakamba Tbaoleni Kulumaningi. There is an area called the Murundu area, just after Margaret Mwanakatwe ground. So they are appealing that government, I think, Amangeko police in Angu, which has been better for safety of the community.
Some residents in Lusaka say women can still be good wives even if they are highly educated and financially independent. Speaking to Common Ready News, the resident said a woman's ability to be a good wife is determined by her character, not her level of education or income. They added that women who feel they do not need a man because of their social or economic status may be dealing with the personal attitudes that do not reflect all educated women. The residents have since encouraged men not to shy away from dating or marrying educated women, noting that they can be supportive partners and contribute meaningfully to household responsibilities.
Divorce wakazi wamene wamangala sema mungati mo because ni sevenza so sini mangala na mamuna but wena ngo vima tina kwati but wena ngo wamangala in temi na mamene munguri ndira na mamene wamangala ndo mamene mangali na hei mangala po nsefu but wano hine pano mkazi wanga no opozi but na mamuna sindi wa opozi but ya sevenza but chinkara
na vezo azambo kuchita sabi mkazi wanda but banyumba ruko kupianga ndio azambo kuchita kupianga
atini mwesinda
Guasha agambo kuna ndio bamwana gonzo munga mouse duty amofanga twambiri wa maboxi la kai kulibeze uchi but why not understand
Mukushi is a Makanda Ward Development Committee chairperson given Chisenga has raised concern over the lack of a grain depot in the area, describing it as a major challenge for local farmers. Mr. Chisenga says the farmers are currently forced to transport their produce over long distances to the nearest depot in Luanga, a situation that has increased the transport costs and reduced their profits. He has since appealed to government to consider constructing a grain depot in Makanda, saying it would ease the burden on farmers this farming season by providing a closer and more accessible market for their maize.
I am a challenge. So ngala siku mine awali mivale lomba kumangkanda pwai ku wangu wako kumona ngatavu tia kutu tia ringa kubabiki ya ukazeti lai kumangkanda pantu umu waka challenge ya mirengire ya kabini mwaka ama transport tuto wale wa tijare kula pa mlandu wa misemo tuto wale lomba kumangu